Good Weekend Talks is a new podcast from the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age.
It's a deep dive, once a week, into Australia's definitive stories.
I'm Good Weekend editor, Katrina Strickland.
And I'm Good Weekend senior writer, Conrad Marshall.
On Good Weekend Talks,
we take a long-form look at the people,
places and issues
that matter to you.
Devour the issue in depth.
And learn the backstory and craft behind some of Good Weekend's most popular pieces.
Find out how Mullumbimby became ground zero for the anti-vaxxer movement in Australia.
Meet Helen O'Connell, the Melbourne urologist who mapped the clitoris.
Explore the complicated and highly vexed issue of concussion in sport.
And take a look inside Scott Morrison's Pentecostal church.
It's your favourite magazine, brought to life for your ears, your heart and your soul.
Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
From the newsrooms of the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, this is Please Explain. I'm Tori Maguire.
And I'm Archie Miles.
Oh, hey Archie, what are you doing here?
I'm taking over your podcast for an episode.
Really? Why is that?
Because I have lots of questions about coronavirus.
I bet you do, mate. I bet all kids have a lot of questions about coronavirus. You can have this episode and we'll go back to normal Please Explain programming tomorrow. Listeners, if you have kids, or you know anyone who has kids, please share this episode with them. The content is based on an explainer we ran past a child psychologist before publication. Archie, let me introduce you to Mickey Perkins. She's a senior journalist from The Age who's been talking to a lot of experts about coronavirus and can answer all of your questions.
Hi Mickey, welcome to Please Explain.
Thanks Archie. What class are you in at school?
Year four.
Year four, and have you been off school much lately?
A little. We've been practicing remote learning some days in case our school has to shut down for a while.
And how are you feeling? Are you feeling scared?
No, not really.
So what would you like to know about the coronavirus?
What is coronavirus?
Well, the coronavirus is a virus and it's the cousin of the flu. And it's a very teeny tiny little organism which can be spread really easily between people. So have you seen the photos of that little round thing with all the spikes sticking out on news stories?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the coronavirus looks like. And the coronavirus started in China. It was probably passed from an animal to a person in a marketplace in China, but we don't really know. And it's a very, very clever little organism, and it's very good at doing its job, which is spreading. So it has spread very quickly throughout China and now come to most, if not all, countries in the world. And it makes people feel sick. It gives them flu-like symptoms. If you've already got an illness, it can make you sicker. But the good thing about it is that it's not as serious for children.
Are children safe from coronavirus?
Well, they can catch coronavirus, but they tend to get it much less seriously than older adults. So they might be a carrier for it, which means that's why children, you know, should probably stay away from their older friends and relatives at the moment, but they don't get as sick. So if you get the coronavirus or if your friends get it, you won't get particularly sick. It'll just be like having a really nasty cold.
What can stop me catching it?
What have you been doing lots of in the last few weeks?
Washing my hands.
Yeah, that's right. So washing your hands is the best thing that anybody can be doing at the moment to stop catching coronavirus. And we need to make sure that we're washing our hands for at least 20 seconds. So a good way of measuring that is to perhaps sing a song while you're washing. So you use soap and you wash your hands and you sing maybe Happy Birthday two times over, or you could do the alphabet. And if you do that and wash your hands really thoroughly, you'll know that you're doing the best thing for not catching the coronavirus. The other thing that we can do at the moment, and I think this will become much more common as we go on, is to distance ourselves from other people. So being around other people makes them more likely to catch germs from you, as we know. And if we can keep our distance from other people that we would normally see, it can help us stop catching the coronavirus.
I miss my grandma, nanny and papa. Why can't I see them?
Oh, I know. Everyone's missing their older relatives and their grandparents. I understand. But look, you're doing a really good thing by staying in touch with them in different ways. Lots of older people may have existing illnesses and things they have to manage anyway in their lives. And it means if they have that, that when they catch the coronavirus, it can make them extra sick. So what we're trying to do is avoid having all of those nannies and poppies catching the coronavirus at the same time so that if they get sick, they can get help from a doctor. So what we can do at the moment is we can do video chats with them We can ring them on the phone. We could even go and wave at them through the window if they live nearby. But it's really a good idea not to try and see them at the moment.
I was just about to start the AFL season playing for the Mighty Greyhounds and it got cancelled. Why?
So what happens when you're playing football? You're all in together and you're all running around and jumping on each other. It's not really an example of social distancing. So what we're trying to do with children and everyone really is to give them an opportunity to spend time with their families and the people they live with, but not spend time in large groups. And all the sports that have been cancelled, I mean, our children have their swimming cancelled as well. All those sports that have been cancelled to try and avoid people sharing time together and accidentally passing on the virus.
If footy is off and birthday parties are cancelled, why are some schools still going?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that's probably one of the most important questions that parents and children are asking at the moment. Some schools are still going because, you know, the people that are helping with the coronavirus, the nurses and the doctors and the people who work in hospitals, the cleaners, the janitors, the people on the phone, they've got kids and they need someone to look after their kids while they're doing these really essential services. So the best place that you can go to for advice about schools is your own school. Find out what they're recommending. Talk to your parents about it and then you can all make a decision together about going to school.
Why isn't there any toilet paper in the supermarkets?
That's a good question. Have you guys run out of toilet paper yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. No, it's pretty essential, isn't it? So people, when they feel stressed about stuff, I'm sure you've seen this happen before, they can get a bit worried about things and they try and control everything. And one of the things that people are doing is worrying that they're going to run out of things. And toilet paper, because it's an essential, has become something that people are worried about. So they've been buying more than they need and then keeping it at home, which doesn't help everybody because that means lots of people haven't got access to toilet paper. So the best thing that we can do is just take what we need from the supermarket and leave the rest for somebody else who'll need it as well.
Are we going to run out of food?
No, you're not going to run out of food. The supermarkets are still open. They're still full of food. I went shopping yesterday and there was so much stuff in the supermarket, lots of fresh fruit and vegetables, which is really good. There were a few things that were low, so pasta, toilet paper, things like that, but they're coming back in every day and the supermarkets are keeping everything stocked. So as long as everybody just takes what they need for their families and, you know, doesn't take too much, we're not going to run out of food.
Will the coronavirus go away?
Yeah, so eventually the coronavirus will start to go away once the numbers of infections go down. And the only way that we can have that happen is by people not being around each other and passing it on. At the moment, you know, there's a lot of the virus being passed on because people are gathering in groups, but they're realising now that that's not what can happen anymore. And the government are encouraging people to just, you know, spend time with the people that they live with and not mix in large groups. So slowly over time, over the next few months, the coronavirus infections will reduce and then it'll go away.
What can I do to help my family and teachers?
Well, I'm sure you're being very helpful at home and, you know, vacuuming and tidying and cleaning and mopping. No, I'm just joking. The best thing you can do to help your family is ask what they need. So you can talk to your parents and if you've got siblings, you can talk to them about what would be helpful. And with teachers, if you're going to school, you obviously need to do what the teachers ask you to do because that's the best thing that can be helpful for them. And if you're staying home, you and the people who look after you will work out, you know, whether or not you're going to do some online learning from school, whether or not you might do some other activities. There's heaps of things you can do at home and you also can go out in the fresh air as well.
Thanks very much for joining me on Please Explain, Mickey.
You're very welcome, Archie. Thanks for having me.
The journalists, editors, photographers, producers and tech team at The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald are working tirelessly at the moment to cover the COVID-19 crisis fairly, factually and comprehensively. For coverage you can trust, visit our websites or buy our papers. To support our journalism, you can subscribe via our homepages or just search subscribe, The Sydney Morning Herald or The Age. I'm Tori Maguire. Thanks for listening.